working and cleaning it up a little bit. All right. With that, I'll have the applicant come up to speak.
All right. At this time, I'll call to order the public hearing for the rezone. You're fine. For the order number 01-20-2026-01. Sir, your name and address, please.
Stephan Sarkisian, 715 Foggy River Road. Thank you, Commissioners, for taking your time. Do I start?
Yeah, please.
All right. So when I came over here to this county, up to Missouri, I came about 2 years ago. I've been always looking at the place right there, the across the street from the scenic view where the Vintage Paris was. I tried to purchase that property to be able to put a restaurant over there. They put an offer in, but they wanted a ridiculous number. They counted the offer back. So then I found the property where we're at right now, where we're trying to rezone. And I called them up. I put an offer in. We got it accepted in. I mean, I put all my savings and everything into this property. And I think we want to be able to put a restaurant in there. Every time I took my kids to school, we drove past. I said, it's the beautifulest view. It's the perfectest spot. We're going to put something there. I want to put a restaurant. I love food, and we need something nice like that in the community, that I could be able to bring in the jobs, bring in taxes, and also put something really nice in the area that we could be able to have somewhere to be able to have some good food at. And I think if it's God's will, it's going to happen. I'm not too good at this speaking stuff, so I don't know what else to be able to say, but also we got approved for the road. I mean, we're going to get approved, so we're trying to be able to put the road in around over here. So we don't have traffic going through Iowa Colony. And if we do get it approved, we'll have a restaurant there.
Yeah. So just real quick, the section that's zoned off there, the two-acre section out front, that's the 88,000 square foot in the corner. Would that be the proximity or the location of the restaurant, or would it be more in the back property with that 2 acres?
It would be.
You can point at the map there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it'll be somewhere around here.
So not back on the bluff area.
Nope. So it'll be a little bit more bluff, back of the bluff, but still be able to see the whole view of the dam and also all of Branson.
Okay.
I think I'm in the right area. Is that correct?
Yep.
It would stay tucked up in that left corner there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And we had Jack with Road and Bridge go out and do some line of sights, and I've got the permit on here. He approved it.
Okay.
Cody, is that square basically what is cleared off right now?
No, it's actually cleared more about like, let's say like that. So I don't think he's got to go any further down the hill, but he'll need to cut out that 2 acres. That's our minimum density. He might have to go even larger to get some setbacks, something we can work through on the platting process. But it's actually cleared almost from here all the way to this side of the property in this area.
Okay.
I might have actually a – that's – the restaurant's going to be right in this area is what I'm assuming.
That's correct.
And it's cleared all the way over, as you can see, at the
where
end of
rocks.
Iowa Colony right here. I think there was some utilities at one time or another road entrance, and it's cleared kind of like that.
And then for the water, we were planning on doing a well.
Okay.
Okay. Instead of American water?
That's correct.
Okay.
Is there any questions for the applicant at this time? So we'll, how this will work, we'll let you present it, and then we'll ask the room, and then we'll kind of go through that, and then we'll give you an opportunity to come back up at the end and then ask further questions or talk to you again. So is there any questions for the applicant at this time before we move forward?
No, maybe for Jack. The property that's in between 165 and...
Yeah, so in order to get the... He's going to have to meet one or two obstacles there. Either purchase that little piece of property right here, or his neighbors were out there that day we were doing that. This he doesn't own. This neighbor here was there the day we were doing shooting sight distance on it, and they were willing to give him easement down that property line. So
okay.
One of those two... Criteria about to be met before he can get the permit.
So we're on the back and forth right now. I have a real estate agent contacting them to try to be able to figure out a price to be able to sell that property, that lot, and then the neighbors that are, we're talking about the easement, they're right here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I think that little piece of property was a feud from 100 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Maybe put that to bed.
Oh, I know the story on it. Do you know the story as well? Is that why you're laughing? Yeah. So that's why I was curious as to what's really going to happen there.
Anything from you at this time?
Nope, not at this time.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Yeah. Please, we'll have you back up in a moment. So we'll start through the room, and I would ask first if I could get the people that are asking to speak in favor of the proposed change, please step forward if you've signed up for the comment and address the commission at this time. State your name and your address when you do so.
I'm Wes Larson, 1074 Iowa Colony Road. I'm neighbor on that side there. Mm-hmm. And I've been very appreciative of Stephan in the way that he has worked with the neighborhood around that and adjusted to help relieving the traffic off Iowa Colony. I think that was kind of a big concern for neighbors. And as I tell some of my neighbors around there that since it's already been rezoned already, something's going to go in there. And something like this, I think, would be a plus for the community versus lots of houses and everything right there. So that's I feel good about it for that very reason and the way that he's been cooperative with us. Just kind of wanted to put my input on that.
Appreciate that. Okay. Thank you, sir. Anyone else wish to speak in favor of the proposal at this time? Sir?
Todd Smith. We actually live in that house right here. We are the adjacent neighbors.
Okay.
And we have agreed that because this is owned by the trust that we purchased, and they actually owned all of this originally. So we'll work with them if you can't get that piece, but from what I understand, I think that feud's over. That person has passed away.
should be.
Exactly. Because I tried to purchase that when we bought our house, and that was an issue. But we're in favor. We're the same way. We think responsible development, putting in a nice restaurant, would be an add to the community, you know, having some good food. And, you know, we wholeheartedly endorse the project.
Okay. Thanks, sir. Anyone else in favor of the project wish to speak at this time? Okay. Now, Cody, with the R2 right now, how many houses could be built there with that?
I think he's got about 7-something acres. Hold on, let me see. 9. So 18.
So it could
18,
be
19 homes.
18 homes there.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But, and there would be no restrictions as far as exterior finish on those since there's no neighborhood or subdivision covenants to uphold to.
Yeah, it's got a much higher density. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll open the room to anyone that is in opposition of the proposal at this time. Please step forward one at a time. State your name and your address, please.
Chairman Commissioners, thanks for the opportunity to speak. My name is Chris Larson. I'm here to speak on behalf of the Port Royal Board of Directors, and I'm just going to read this as they wrote this. So we're here today to respectfully but firmly oppose the rezoning request in case 2026-01. For a C1 neighborhood commercial to allow the development of a blufftop restaurant directly across Lake Tinicoma from Port Royal. Port Royal is an established, quiet residential community whose homes, many directly on the shoreline, depend on the natural lakeside environment, unobstructed views, and peaceful character of this area. The proposed use is fundamentally incompatible with those conditions. Key concerns. Number one, proximity to residential homes. This site sits directly across a narrow stretch of Lake Tinicoma from existing homes. Any commercial restaurant at this distance will result in immediate unavoidable impacts on property values, visual quality, and residential enjoyment. Number two, significant privacy intrusion due to elevation. Because the site is elevated high above the water, restaurant patrons would have direct sight lines into backyards, living spaces, and bedrooms of homes along this shoreline. This is not a minor concern. It is unusually severe privacy impact that cannot be mitigated through standard design measures. Number three, lighting impacts. Restaurant operations inherently require building illumination, parking lot lighting, and persistent headlight movement on elevated bluff overlooking open water. These lights will carry directly and brightly into Port Royal at night, disrupting the natural lakeside environment. Noise transmission across the water. Sound travels efficiently over open water, especially in the evening. Normal restaurant activity, voices, outdoor seating, car doors, service vehicles, trash and grease trap pickups will carry clearly to our community. These recurring noises are incompatible with a quiet residential lakeside setting. Number five, misalignment with C1 zoning. C1 neighborhood commercial is intended for small-scale use that serve the immediate local neighborhood. Statements made during this process suggest a destination-style restaurant intended to attract tourists from a broader region. This is not the purpose of C1 and greatly increases the risk of traffic, noise, and lighting impacts. Request for denial. For these reasons, the Port Royal Board of Directors respectfully request that the Commission deny the rezoning request. If the Commission does not deny the request, the Commission is not prepared to deny the rezoning today. We request that the case be continued until the applicant provides essential information for proper evaluation, including a site plan showing building placement elevations, confirmation of outdoor seating locations and directions faced, a full lighting plan, including photometrics, locations and screening plans for dumpsters, grease traps, and service operations, and importantly, environmental impact studies, including lighting impact analysis across open water, sound propagation analysis specific to Lake Tinicum's topography, stormwater and runoff impact review, erosion and bluff stability assessment. These studies are critical to understanding the long-term effects of building on a bluff directly overlooking the residential shoreline. Without this information, neither the public nor the Commission can responsibly assess the impact of this proposal. In closing, the Board has the duty to protect the quality of life, privacy, and property values of Port Royal. Based on the inherent constraints of the site and the unavoidable impacts outlined here, we believe this rezoning is not in the best interest of our community or the surrounding area. Thank you for your time and consideration, and we respectfully ask that the statement be included in the public record. And I can just give this to you if that works.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition to the proposal at this time? You guys can pick the just whoever raises their hand and steps forward next.
Okay. Well, Steve and I agree on one thing.
Okay.
We're uncomfortable. I can speak to second graders all day long.
Yeah. Will you state your name and your address,
please? Susan Rewalt,
okay.
166 Norwood Drive.
Okay.
Okay. And I've given you packets, and there's some photos of the fallen trees on the above reference property. Pictures 1 and 2 were taken on December 31 of 24 and April of 25. And we've given the developer or the owner, the previous owner, plenty of time to clean off the logs and stop rolling the rocks down the hill. But we finally had it. I took these pictures, the first two pictures, over to the listing agent. And I guess he wasn't interested in cleaning it up. And I don't know whether he told Steve or not that there was a very expensive process of cleaning those logs up. So now we've been given some options, I guess, of burning and small wood. But I guess I'm worried about a fire hazard. These are dried, it's kindling. And as the years go by, I know I was told that they would disintegrate, you know, become compost over time, but it just takes one person who's had too much wine or whatever to flip a cigarette over that. Another question I have is, we were also told that the setback on the restaurant, that all we would probably see is the roof. Well, it doesn't look like that's all we're going to see from Norwood and from the rest of Point Royal. So I'd like to ask you all some questions. Are the commissioners going to require environmental studies from the Corps of Engineers and DNR and whatever other agencies? Because Steve is going to have a lot of kitchen waste grease, wastewater, and so what's going to happen to all of that?